Welcome to the Audible Insights podcast, brought to you by the Insights Association, the leading voice in market research, and hosted by David Paul, CEO of Engages, and an expert in research-driven messaging, content, and stories.
Hey everyone, this is David Paul, and on this episode of the Audible Insights podcast, we're coming to you live from the Insights Association's Next Conference, where I'm talking with Vivek Bedi from Northwestern Mutual Insurance. Vivek and I discuss how Northwestern Mutual has been developing a new customer experience built on their digital platforms that's geared more toward moving beyond just the life insurance products that their customers buy and allowing their customers and their agents to have a more holistic experience and relationship around their customers' overall financial situation, how they save for major life events, and how they make important financial decisions overall. It's a really interesting conversation about how a very big company is making some really interesting technological changes and innovations. So check it out. Hey Vivek, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, David.
Tell us about your work at Northwest Mutual.
Vivek Bedi. I manage the digital product consumer experience team at Northwestern Mutual. So my team's responsible for everything that we're building out for our customers, 4.3 million customers, and anything that's digital. From that perspective.
Yeah, so what's the main focus? What are some of the main customer touch points and products internally?
Yeah, main customer touch points are building out mobile apps, building out the web experience, top of the funnel, really thinking through engagement. How can we work at northwesternmutual.com, the public facing website, to get digital leads into the hands of our 8,000 advisors nationwide that are selling great life insurance and financial products?
Yeah, so especially on the insurance side, a lot of people view it more as a need to have. It's not something they want to think about. It's not something they want to spend money on, but they know they absolutely have to. So when you think about the customer experience, what are you trying to make those customers feel when they experience your brand in order to get them to want to invest in that safety and security with you?
Yeah, that's a good point, David. You're astute in saying that life insurance is not thought about as a coming into an experience every day. So what we've really done in the center of our tagline is being at the center of your clients' financial lives. So we've really thought about how do we bring in your non-Northwestern Mutual financial assets into the picture. So think about account aggregation, linking your external accounts, your credit card, your Bank of America, your house, and really painting that picture of your end-to-end financials, and then giving the customer more of that experience that you see from companies like LearnVest, Mint, that are really thinking about budgeting and financial planning, right? So making that sticky experience where someone comes in and doesn't really think of us only as an insurance company, but thinks of us as a digital first company that's really there to manage and be there for their money day in and day out from all aspects of it.
Through your tools, are customers able to bring in and aggregate all of their other types of accounts and use you also as a portal to be able to see and manage all of that?
Yeah, and not only can they bring in all those external assets and accounts, and we've built a portal on mobile and web where they can synthesize that, but we've also built an experience on top of it. And this is the beauty from the customer standpoint. Mm-hmm. They can look in their spending habits. How much money are they spending on groceries versus restaurants? They can then also look into setting some goals. Are they saving for a house, saving for a wedding? How are they trending over those goals? And also, you know, it's important to note that this experience then helps engage with the advisor behind the scene. This is not car insurance, right? This is death, money, emotion. There's a lot involved where you do want to have that trusted advisor at the other end. And we've created this channel where it's real time, it's up to date, and with them setting their goals and linking their external assets, it paints a picture for them on where they are in their financial picture, but it also gives the advisor that insight. And where we're heading towards this is life events, right? If you're having a baby or you took on a new job, your advisor is there with you and is aware and can have walk that through with you more real time, right? Instead of reaching out once or twice a year.
Are advisors able to use that information in the portal for their customers proactively and predictably so that they can then actually proactively reach out to customers? Are they monitoring buying habits, or are they seeing trends of customers and maybe thinking about those life events from a financial insurance standpoint, maybe even before the customers are?
That's the beauty of what we've done here. All of that is then available to our 8,000 advisors, and we've synthesized it, we've dissected it, right? And it's available to them in a way that they can consume it and make decisions.
Yeah.
You know, in general, in the life insurance industry, you reach out twice a year. Right. Once on your birthday, which is pretty awkward that your life insurance company is reaching out on your birthday, and second on annual review. But this makes it more dynamic. Now your advisor knows what's happening to you the moment it's happening to you because your transactions are coming in. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if you link someone's credit card and you see Babies R Us, you might know there's an addition to the family. Or if I've taken a new job in Chicago, you might know a life event has happened. And using some of those methods, it's really enhanced the relationship where they can now reach out. Not twice a year, but more relevant points when, you know, something's happening in your financial picture.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine from a privacy standpoint, customers must have control over how much of that information they want visible to their agents and to other parties, and how much of it they want just private for their own management and monitoring.
Yeah, you know, customers have the ability to turn on and off a lot of these features. Mm-hmm. Actually, what we've done on top of the beautiful consumer experiences for advisors and our clients, we've built a platform called the Notification Engine underneath that. What mm-hmm. that allows you to do is actually send emails, alerts, mobile push notifications for the things you want to, right? So if the consumer says, I do want my advisor to know when I do something happens on life events, but I might not want him to know or her to know about transaction details, you can turn those on and off.
Yeah.
Same thing on the advisor side. You can receive alerts for tiered clients or, you know, different types of clients and age brackets mm-hmm. and locations. So we've built that plumbing underneath that allows you to toggle on and off from a compliance and security perspective.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, give the customer control over how much they want to share and how much information they want.
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
So what do you see coming down the pike? What are you thinking about for the near and midterm future with regards to how this will continue to evolve and provide value to customers?
Good question. Near term, I think one of the differentiators in our company is really the 8,000 advisors, right? So by no means are we thinking to go direct to consumers. The advisors are there and we understand the importance of the advisors. And this is really about how do we enable the customer experience and digital tools to help them day in and day out. So where we're thinking about in more of the near term is things such as an online plan. I don't know when you got your life insurance policy, but you probably got a 40-page document and you filed it away when you with your tax documents. Mm-hmm. How do we make that come to life more, where you log in on the first 15th, 30th of the month and it kind of says red, yellow, green, mm-hmm. where do you stand on your goals, right?
Yeah.
And if you're going off track, because we're monitoring a lot of your information day in and day out, it's great from the customer experience because you're aware. We can get an alert to say you're going off track, but the advisor also gets an alert, right? And it becomes brings that paper to life and makes it a little bit more dynamic. So that's where we're heading near term on how do we bring this digital experience to enhance the relationship. A little further out, you know, I'd say 3 to 5 years is really about virtual engagements. We're looking at multi-channel approaches, text, video. My advisor is actually on the West Coast and I'm on the East Coast, right? As you know, in today's day and age, you don't actually have to be right there in the location. How can we have more virtual meetings? How can we build profiles of consumers that are more dynamic? I always allude to the Spotify example. Mm-hmm. Spotify learns the music I like over time and builds that profile. We can do the same now with some of this magic that we've put into place. Building that financial profile of a customer, it doesn't really matter where the advisor sits. You can text them, video chat with them whenever you need when issues come up in your financial needs.
Yeah. I think that's really cool. So where can people go to learn more about the kinds of services that you're talking about, educate themselves more?
Yeah, financial literacy, big part of what we're working on today. So northwesternmutual.com, it's a website where you can go in and you view all the various products that we have, also connect with advisors, but more importantly, get a lot of education on just what's happening in the life insurance, financial planning, investment industry.
Yeah. Well, I think this is fascinating, and I love the approach that you're taking to really looking at the customer holistically, and it's not just about selling them one product or another, but realizing that 24 hours a day, they're living a life. And you guys happen to have products that touch so many areas of their life that giving them a way to then synthesize it, make sense of it, and get help from it when they need it, just sounds like a really, really smart approach. So congratulations with what you've done so far, and thank you for helping people in the industry and really raising the conversation and debate around this overall.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me as well. And, you know, I always allude back to just being customer obsessed is important. And yeah. And you hit the nail on the head. We all are living our life and financials is a part of it. So let's really tap into that.
Yeah. Well, Vivek, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. You can find all our episodes by searching Audible Insights on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play, and by visiting insightsassociation.org/audible. Thanks again, and we'll catch you next time.